House, please come to order. Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Any member fail to vote? Madam Clerk.
34 members present.
We have quorum. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. May the record reflect that Representatives James, Williams, and Moses have been previously excused from the call of the House today, and Representative Hogan is excused due to illness.
The record will so reflect. Leading the invocation today is Representative Joe Green. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and loving God, we stand before you with feelings of happiness and sorrow, expectation and remorse, pride and regret, anger and love, and 100 other individual emotions. We look back on the 22nd session of the Alaska Legislature with thanks that you placed us here. And so long as we keep that thought in our minds, actually rather, we keep it in our hearts that you did place us here. Oh, we individually may have worked hard to convince voters or hard to convince each other for or against certain legislation, but you placed us here. With all of our individual warts and biases, ambitions and ideologies, each knowing that we had the right answer for every question, and finally being humbled into the realization that without honest compromise, understanding, forgiveness, guidance from you, we are nothing but space fillers. Noisy or quiet, excuse me, gifted or average. Whatever we appear to each other or to the public, you know us better than we know ourselves. Lord, we ask that you, for your forgiveness for our errors against each other, and more importantly against you, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that please guide each of us individually and as a body, that everything that we do would be pleasing in your sight. Amen.
Minority Leader, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that that prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the first, second, and third legislative days of the second special session.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Without objection, the journal has been certified. Do we have guests this afternoon for introduction? Representative Cobb.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me, we have a very distinguished gentleman who has grown to love Alaska. He takes every opportunity that he can to visit this great state. I had the personal opportunity to meet him a couple years ago, and I know many of you probably remember him when he was up here the last time. But he's the author of the book, A Walk Across America and Looking for Alaska. I think he's found it based on the number of times he's been here. So would the body please help me welcome, again, distinguished author and good friend, Peter Jenkins.
Any other guests? Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery, I think I'm poaching from the member from the hillside, but in the gallery, in Pradovich Gallery, we have two guests who've, I think, been quoted fairly regularly in the newsprint lately, with the president of GCI, Mr. Ron Duncan, and the vice president for regulatory affairs, Dana Tyndall. Please join me in welcoming them.
Do we have any other guests? Seeing none, very timely arrival. Do we have messages from the governor?
We received an executive proclamation by Tony Knowles, governor, dated the 21st of May, under the authority of Article 2, Section 9 and Article 3, Section 17 of the Alaska Constitution, and in the public interest, I withdraw my call to third special session dated May 20th and substitute in its place a call of the 22nd Legislature of the State of Alaska into its third special session at Juneau, Alaska, in the legislative chambers at 2 p.m. on June 24th, 2002, to consider the following subject: a law extending the termination date of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to June 30th, 2006, setting timelines for issuance of final orders by the Commission and amending the authority of the Commission to enter compromise settlement orders. There are no further messages from the Governor.
Do we have messages from the other body?
A mess. Message dated May 20th, stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration Senate Concurrent Resolution 201, suspending rules, uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill 2001. There are no further messages from the other body.
And that's a shame. That wasn't the message we were looking for. Any communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
No standing committee reports.
Special committees?
No special committee reports.
Resolutions or citations?
Citation recognizing Tungus National Forest 100th anniversary by Senator Lehman. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Bills for introduction?
There are no bills for introduction.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar, which, because we didn't get any messages or the appropriate one from the other body, is rather meek. Do we have citations for...
Just the special order?
Mr. Mandiori, later.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on the members' desks recognizing the Tongass National Forest 100th anniversary be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, we have the special order citation before us. Mr. Majority Leader?
I move that the special order citation be approved.
Without objection, the special order citation has been approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader?
I've got some excused absent requests, but I wonder...
I'll bet you do.
I've got... Representative Dyson from May 21 through May 28 p.m. PM on May 21 and then AM on May 28. Representative Meyer, AM May 22 through PM June 15. Representative Berkowitz, 12 a.m. May 28 through July 1 a.m. And then lastly, Representative Coghill, May 31st through June 2nd.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused and the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other items of unfinished business? I'm going to guess we don't have any committee announcements. How about other announcements? How about special orders? Representative Bundy and then Cotulla.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on today's resolution recognizing the Tongass Forest?
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, that's probably a very appropriate resolution because I think there are people in this organization who do not recognize the forest for the trees.
Representative Cotulla.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under special orders about dreams.
Without objection.
And if I might be allowed to read, please, as I'm not sure I could get through this otherwise.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a self-anointed spokesperson for us all, and for the two friends who are leaving us, I've been thinking for a long time about what to say about the fact that both the person who sits to my right and the person who sits to my left won't be here next year, and I'm basically hoping that doesn't have a lot to do with who they both sit by. But that they are leaving for the other body, or what we so fondly term the dark side, gives me no pause, as I know they will keep their lights shining. My friend to my left is one of the most intelligent and good policy-minded people I know. She often holds our feet to the fire on difficult issues and does a lot of the heavy lifting on education issues. I am proud that my friends from districts 39, 14, and 17 and I are going to be bridesmaids at her wedding. Not really. not really. We're crashing as bridesmaids, but secretly we know she loves it. And I'm not sure I will ever have as exciting a moment on the floor as I did when she, speechless, handed me the card, wedding ring still attached, that her fiancé proposed to her with. And I know it caused you some pause as a previous police officer, Mr. Speaker, when I let out what I think was a squeak and you thought was a scream. My friend to my left has kept her promise of remaining happy and positive since her engagement, sort of. She's done a great job here, and I know she will do a great job in the other body. Her parents would be very, very proud of her. How do I even begin to talk about the guy to my right? It's a good thing he has broad shoulders because he certainly carries a lot of water for the rest of us. From the budget to fiscal policy to subsistence, He has a staggering breadth and depth of knowledge that amazes us all. The best thing that has happened to me during my time in the legislature is getting to sit next to him. From reminding me to vote, to teaching me the intricacies of the budget, to fending off comments from some of the group that sits directly behind me during particularly difficult sessions last session, teaching me the intricacies of the budget, he's a caring, giving, wonderful person. Although he has a predilection for a certain seed potato project, he is a fairly perfect legislator, and we are going to miss him very, very much. And this is where the dream part comes in. Last night, I was thinking that this session reminded me of the nine circles of hell in Dante's Inferno. I've been trying to get reporters to pick up on that ever since, but okay. Today, I'm trying to be more positive. So this session also reminds me of Shakespeare's The Tempest, his last play. Storms, unpredictability, shipwrecks, magic, trying to learn new ways while respecting the old, the fight between good and evil, we've had it all. But it has also been the most human of times. Those of you who are leaving, I can't tell you, all of you, how much we are all going to miss you. And the two people I've had the honor and privilege and plain old good luck to sit by personify my favorite line from that great play. So to paraphrase the bard just slightly, the representatives from District 16 and District 29 truly are such things as dreams are made of. Let's wish them good luck on their journey down the hall.
Representative Foster.
Yes, sir. Briefly, back to announcements.
Without objection.
I have two more excused absence requests. I think you and I will be the only ones here in June. I have Joe Hayes, or Representative Hayes, from PM June 20 through June 27, and also Representative Lisa Murkowski, 6 p.m. May 21 through 7 p.m. June 23rd. I ask for approval.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused also. Representative Coghill.
Under special orders.
Without objection.
The reason for the excuse?
No problem.
This summer, I'm going to have the privilege of being the official at two different weddings. One is going to be in June 1st. That's going to be my middle boy, Joshua, and I will be doing that wedding. And if we're back shortly after that, reason for that excuse, I'll be asking for another one in August, just in case. Because on August 23rd, I'll be doing my oldest son, Sean, I'll be officiating at that wedding as well. Just so watch out for that excuse.
More Coghills coming. Representative Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under special orders, permission to say a few words about you.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, yesterday you were given a token of appreciation from this body. There are some words that I think need to be spoken with that. And those words are very straightforward and heartfelt, I think, from all of us. You are an honorable man, and it has been an honor to serve with you. Thank you.
Thank you. We're all acting like we're not coming back next month. Representative Masick, thank you, Venture.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under special orders, I would like permission to speak on discouraged.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over the past 6 days, it's been pretty discouraging, but with the leave of the body, I'd like to read a little poem that I ran across. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. And now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So see you back in June. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Masick. Representative Dyson. And
thank you. Special orders. Actually, the poem that the representative read is actually, I think, a quote from 2 Corinthians, and Paul wrote that from prison. not long before his death, I ran across to... his death at the hands of the governor, I might add. I've been rereading a poem that meant a great deal to me when I was younger and was probably the gave me as much guidance as anything in, except the Boy Scout oath at that time. It, this is from Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, and so much of it applies to what we encounter here. And applies to you, Mr. Speaker. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, sure fits us, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by Mike Dugan to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. That last line I thought about so much, all of you that worked on the Fiscal Policy Caucus, and you might feel like you failed, but I don't think so. I think you did a great step in informing and educating the population, and I'm hoping that those of you that come back will start over and build with tools that aren't worn out, but not having lost heart. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, put your bill on the table and watch the board, and lose and start again at your beginnings in the next session, and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings and not lose the common touch, neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And what is more, you'll be a man, my son, or a woman.
Representative Foster.
Excuse me.
One more excused absence request. From PM 21 May to 2 PM June 24, I'd like to request approval.
Without objection, that member will also be shown as excused. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This reminds me of one of the great heroes I admire, one of the saviors of World War II, Churchill, when he was in power and then he was addressing the House of Commons. And he says, I do believe we are all worms, but I believe I am a glowworm.
Representative Fay.
Could we have a short of these?
I'm sorry?
Please.
Come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. Briefly back to excused absences. Yeah, I request a couple more excused absences be approved. Representative Fate from 8 a.m. 22 May to p.m. 6 August. Representative Wilson, a.m. 6 June. Until 2 p.m. 24 June. Representative Coring, 7 a.m. June 15 to 7 p.m. July 1. And Green, Representative Green, June 20, 8 a.m. to June 30, 10 p.m. And lastly, Representative Curtula, a.m. 26 May to 2 p.m. 13 June.
Without objection, those members will be shown, but let me put you on record. If there's any more, I'm going to turn one in myself. Do we have any other special orders? If not, Representative McGuire.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adjourn sine die the first special session of the 22nd Legislature.
Until?
I don't have an until. Until the 24th of June at 2 p.m.
The motion before the body is to adjourn whatever
I just
session
read what
this
you wrote.
Is, sine die, until June 24th at 2 p.m. We are adjourned.